My guest is Medford Area Senior High School senior Michaela Kells, and Michaela had the opportunity, the grand opportunity, to be present at the inauguration of the latest president, Donald Trump. Michaela, let's go back a little bit, though. How'd you get politically involved? How'd you get interested in politics in general?
I think my political activism came from a pretty young age as campaigning with my dad on the campaign trail. As I think we all know, he ran for a district attorney. And then more so, it kind of blossomed, actually, my sophomore year of AP government and politics when I had my teacher, Mr. Nazer, who actually enthrusted basically some pretty big political talk, and that kind of sparked my interest even more so. So it actually made me create a YouTube channel called Teens Talk Politics with a couple of my classmates, and that's kind of where we picked off, and that's where I am now, basically.
So you got involved in a political program that allowed you to go to the inaugural. Tell us a little bit about that.
So the program is actually called Envision. And if you can remember back to last February when I was a Chase the Race reporter at the Iowa caucus, that's the same program. So they actually gave me the opportunity to go to the inauguration for free with the program called the Presidential Inauguration Summit.
So you were at the Iowa caucuses, yes?
Yes.
Okay. And did you have contact at that time with both Republican and Democratic candidates?
Yeah, we interviewed both sides. We went to different campaign rallies, one for Martin O'Malley. We went to Hillary Clinton's victory speech, as she called it, the Iowa caucus, with a pretty close margin with Bernie Sanders. But we also attended Carly Fiorina rallies and Donald Trump.
So you got in Iowa early. On election night, you're watching the results come in. Were you surprised, or what was your reaction? Because you actually got to see these people in person. What was your reaction when the election results came in?
Well, as I remember, I knew it was pretty close between Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton. Very, very close. I don't even know. I think they ended up calling it Clinton, but I wasn't very surprised with that. Martin O'Malley was a little lesser, and I think he's a little less known, so that's why it happened. More interestingly, though, with the Republican side, I thought Donald Trump would have had it, but it ended up being Ted Cruz, as I remember. And there are so many candidates, so it was just, that was the more interesting one to watch because it was seeing who's going to be the front runner for the rest of the election.
Did it surprise you then that Trump got the nomination and then won the election? That surprised you? Because in Iowa, there were still a lot of moving parts.
Honestly, it did surprise me because it seemed like he had some pretty strong things to say throughout the election cycle. So him getting the nomination, I'll admit it did surprise me.
So you got to go to the inauguration. You went by yourself?
Yep, yes? That's right. I flew up by myself along with 2,500 other kids throughout the world, actually. There were people from Australia, New Zealand, as well as Texas or Florida.
So you got to do some educational activities around the inaugural as well. Can you share with us some of the other things you got to do in Washington?
Sure. There was this thing called a Delegation for Change, and the delegation I was in was called Pathways to Power, Empowering Women in Leadership. So what happened is we had to find a problem within that certain field, women in leadership, create a solution, and then we got to present in front of everyone. So that was pretty interesting, especially with the Women's March being that Saturday and us being there. It was cool to talk about empowering women throughout the program.
Was it a specific concern you were looking at, or was more of a general?
The concern that we were looking at is women speaking up, which actually really went into the whole Women's March. So we talked about women speaking up and ways that we can give effective speaking tools for women, especially in the workplace.
Awesome. So you got a lot out of this trip. It wasn't just
a
sightsee and see the inaugural. How close were you?
I wasn't that close. I couldn't see anyone with my eyes. I had to look at the teleprompter. I could see the Capitol from a distance, but we were pretty far back. There were a lot of people there.
So they had the big screen TVs, and that was...
Big screen TVs is what I heard. That's about it.
What about security? Did you have any trouble with security, or was it pretty cool?
Security was... If you followed the rules, it was pretty cool. I know there was National Guard people posted every, I think, 20 feet, and going through the TSA security was intensive. You couldn't have any selfie sticks. I saw multiple people go back because you weren't allowed selfie sticks. And if your cell phone was dead, this is actually kind of interesting. If your cell phone was dead, you weren't allowed to go in because you had to turn on your cell phone to make sure it wasn't a bomb or something that could be detonated. So if you had a dead cell phone, you weren't allowed to go in.
Now, during the inauguration, there were protests and there was some violence around Washington. Were you aware of that? Were you privy to any of that?
We did have the night before a meeting where they talked about us of what would happen if there is an emergency and where would we go back to the buses, go through Benjamin Park. And so we were prefaced to some of that. Some of the signs were definitely protesting Trump. I can't really remember exactly what they said, but there was definitely some controversy, and it almost seemed like more people were there anti-Trump than more people that showed up for Trump.
But you were around any of the areas where they had violence? They had windows broken and cars set on fire and
no,
all that?
No, I believe that was later after, you know, he was inaugurated. That's when all the protests came out. I remember hearing about later in the news, once we go back to the hotel, about a limo that had started on fire. That's where we actually walked past, so...
And we'll have more of our visit with Medford Area Senior High School senior Michaela Kells, who recently attended Donald Trump's inauguration on another local news program.